Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. Fresh off a trip from the West Coast, Jeff Darlington from ESPN joins us this morning. Jeff, I want to apologize, brother. I didn't do my homework to see you're on the West Coast and was bugging you. How
I'm
you
not
doing?
Anymore, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I know
I'm
you
back.
Are.
Back. It's fine.
Yeah. Hey.
It's no problem.
So, Vic Fangio, You mentioned that Mike McDaniel and Vic Fangio had some kind of relationship. Is there?
Yeah, they've known each other. They've known each other, and I know there's a very strong mutual respect there. In fact, last year, it was my belief that had they not stuck with their defensive coordinator,
yeah, Coach Boyer,
that Mike McDaniel would have targeted and likely landed Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator. So, to me, even last year, I saw this as a scenario where if Boyer didn't succeed, that this could potentially happen. So we'll see. I mean, the problem here is Vic Fangio has a lot of suitors now.
Yes.
He's pretty red hot when it comes to a coordinator job that many teams currently have open. So, you know, we'll see if it still works out. But to me, the established relationship could go a long way here.
Yeah. So we're just talking and, you know, everybody's fired up today. We got to get Vic Fangio. We can't let him leave. We got to do whatever. Well, money's not going to be an issue. You know, Stephen Ross going to go like, hey, the guy's good at what he does. Let's pay him if it's about that. Will it be, he's going to look at the talent, the core of talent, which they got really good players. Second of all, do coordinators look for control as far as free agents that I want, I'm going to have a chance to get draft picks? Is that important to Vic Fangio?
I don't necessarily think so, but don't forget he's got Chubb, who he coached.
Bradley Chubb, you're right.
So who he coached in Denver. So, I don't think that these guys push too hard, nor do I expect Fangio to be that guy, knowing Fangio. I mean, look, if the connection is there with Mike and they believe that they can do something special, they'll just do it. The money will be right, to your point. Steve Ross in these situations is underestimated when it comes to his willingness to spend money to win. So that's one of those areas. It ain't a salary cap hindering you, you know? So I think that they'd be willing to pay him. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go too far here, but I would be surprised, honestly, at this point if that might be going too far. But I just think that – I think there's a decent likelihood that this could happen.
Wow. That's – you went as far as you could go, and then you pulled back. I like that. That's good. That's a real good teaser today. So last night I saw ESPN hit you hard on the Aaron Rodgers. I'm with you, brother. You tried to be nice about it last night. There ain't no way Aaron Rodgers is leaving $59 million or $110 million over 2 years. He's going to play in 34, as many of those 34 regular season games as possible over the next two seasons.
Yeah. It's pretty exhausting, honestly. Like, this is the third consecutive offseason where we're having these conversations. I mean, it's got to be pretty tiresome if you're the Packers. You know, I'm not saying that they're looking forward to the days without Aaron. You know, you got to appreciate what you have, but at the same time, maybe he's just going to wear them down and they'll trade him. But to me, a trade won't be easy with that number, $60 million number, $59.5 million this coming season, and then the compensation that Green Bay will expect as well. Otherwise, they can sit there and say, you know what, Aaron, retire or play for us. That's your options. Enough with the drama.
Right.
We don't care. You want the $110 million guaranteed over the next year, 2 years? Then go earn it. Come play with us.
We'll
adjust your number. We'll spread it out over the next few years so that we can get some players in here. But otherwise, if I was the Packers, I'd be tired of constantly trying to kiss the ring or whatever body part we're talking about. To appease the guy. I'd be tired to bow down.
And every week on the podcast, he throws out every scenario, and it's been a great run, but it's a cold business, but I could redo my contract.
Is it a cold business? I mean, is it a cold business? Because last year, I'm pretty sure when he went through this, the Packers ponied up $110 million of guaranteed dollars over the next 2 years. Like, do your job or retire.
Yeah. Well, he ain't walking. I'm going to be the most surprised guy if this guy goes, you know what? I'm burned out. I've had it. Very complicated guy, though, man, for anybody who tries to figure that guy out.
If he decides to retire and leave that money on the table, so be it.
Yeah. Hey, you also mentioned something pretty cool. I said this morning, Tom Brady in South Florida with his kids, getting them set up for school. I just thought, that's kind of cool. The GOAT's down here, man. What are your thoughts, though, going forward, Jeff? What do you think?
This is where he'll be. I don't know how many times we're going to run into him out in public, you know? He's not, you know, I don't think
you will.
Hanging out at, like, Flanagan's or quarterdeck or something.
Hey, yeah. You got a lot better shot than I do, but right.
Maybe a little shot there.
Flanagan's or quarterdeck. I like that. That was very good.
That was an equal opportunist there. Are they owned by the same people?
No, Paul Flanagan is a nephew to Joe Flanagan and a first cousin to the Flanagans, who owned the Flanagans. And Paul pulled away and owns all the quarter decks, equally successful. But those Flanagans right now, I just ate at that one. Oh boy, that quarter deck. Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I don't know who's throwing money at the Joe Rose show. I don't want to, step on any advertising toes here, but quarter deck's my spot. I got Tommy over there. Takes good care of me.
You're good. You're the best, man. That's good. No, you can't go wrong. No, if a Flanagan is a Flanagan, you can't go wrong.
No. Tom Brady will be down here. That does not mean, though, I think we should settle this here right now, right here, that when you see, if you start seeing, videos leaked of him touring schools or something, don't go thinking that that's because Tom is going to be a member of the Dolphins. I do not foresee that happening in any way. I think that this will be, I know that there's other suitors out there that will be interested in him. To me, personally, I still think that it will be either return to the Bucs or retire.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people look at the Bucs and say he wouldn't actually go back to that train wreck, would he? Well, I think that that's a stronger possibility than people are giving it credit. That being said, retirement is very much on the table right now.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hell of a gig waiting for him if that's what he wants to do, not to mention all the other things. You're right. Hey, I got to ask you, because I haven't really talked to you about this, the whole Tua thing, Tua Tagovailoa, and not so much about Tua, the concussion stuff, and we'll all find out how healthy he is next year. But the backup quarterback position, I mean, everybody's looking for starting quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks. You think the Dolphins just go a Skyler and maybe draft another guy, or you see him getting another veteran quarterback?
I don't know. This is one of those things where, I'm not trying to sound like a fan or a hater or anything like that. I just, from a practical standpoint, I know the team is behind Tua, and I respect that, and I get it, and I respect that Mike McDaniel saw what he could get out of Tua. So did the rest of the organization. Thought, wow, I mean, look what we can be. If I was the organization, I would be very nervous just about putting your season on the line again. We saw what this team can be when Tua is playing really well. But we also saw what it can be when Tua is hurt.
Right.
And I'm not even talking about the inconsistencies. I think that Tua can grow through those and continue to improve as an NFL player. To me, the scariest part, and it sucks. It's sad to me. It's just that the scariest part to me is, like, you know, what happens in week 8 of next season when they're rolling and all of a sudden that head hits the mat again. I hate to think like that, but, you know, as Bill Belichick says, the best ability is availability. And it's going to be pretty tricky to go into this season without maybe a really solid veteran backup, you know. But even a veteran backup is a backup for a reason most of the time.
You know, I'm glad you said it, because I get called a hater now all the time with Tua. But it all comes down to this. Him getting tackled and finds the back of his head 3 times. I mean, everyone, you can go back and look at them, all 3 of them. The Thursday night football, the Buffalo Bill Milano pushing him down after the throw, and even getting tackled in the last game against Green Bay, or I think it was Green Bay, and he going down, he ends up falling, and it flips on the back of his head. I just don't know. I mean, he's going
to
get tackled.
Maybe there's ways to fix it, you know?
I don't know.
There's ways to strengthen his upper body. I mean, look, players who have been terrible sliders in the past have tried to work with, like, baseball. And I'm not saying he's a bad slider. I'm just trying to give an example of, like, ways you can think about a deficit in your game, a bad part of your game, and improve it. And for Tua, maybe they look at it and do say, man, we got to get your upper body strengthened. Maybe we can do things to avoid this in the future. I think that everybody in South Florida really grew to respect and enjoy Tua Tagovailoa. I don't think when people talk about hating on Tua that you know, the Tuanon group or whatever, that they understand what the practical criticisms are here. It's not. I think I would love to see Tua succeed down here. We haven't had as much fun watching the Dolphins as we did this season.
Been a long time.
At his
yep.
best.
100%.
It was awesome. It's just, I think the disconcerting component of it is the idea that each year you could potentially be in the same spot they ended up this year. By the way, maybe they run it back this year and find out, hey, maybe we run it back and see. And we learn if it was a coincidence or not that he had those 3 concussions, 2.5, whatever we're calling. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But you know, you could do that. But midway through the season, if it happens again and people say, we told you so, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I don't envy the decision, but it is what it is, and that's the situation that the Dolphins face.
And I'll say it because you did, and that goes right on the general manager. That will be Chris Greer's call, and he's talked to those doctors, and those doctors have put their name on it that were out there in all the stories. They're going to be part of this deal too.
Because from a medical professional, you could look at it and say he is no more susceptible to incurring a concussion this season as any other human on the planet. And that might be from a brain mechanism standpoint, but what about from a physicality standpoint, from a standpoint of his upper body and those things? I don't know. I personally literally don't know. I would say that the Dolphins would be smart, and I think they are smart in these ways, to really dive deep and wholeheartedly make a decision based on whether they believe this is going to happen again.
So I leave you with this one, because you're just out with the San Francisco 49ers, who, you know, quietly, I mean, they've won a ton of games because they're really freaking good, the number one defense. But, you know, we were just talking, they got 5 or 6 guys on their team that are 1, 2, or 3, like, at their position, like tight end, running back, left tackle. You start looking at that middle linebacker, maybe the best pass rusher. Guys can be defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of big on that, and I think it's going to be a great neutralizer against the Eagles. They got 5, not to mention the system they have on both sides of the ball.
Yeah,
but they got some dominant players, man, that just kind of we don't talk enough about.
Yeah, I think it's the combination of things that happen, too, when you're building that kind of organization. I mean, I've known Kyle Shanahan a long time, and he's a brilliant football mind, and he's also neurotic when it comes to roster building. And here's what I think Mike McDaniel, not, you know, to localize this a little bit, what he really did a good job in San Francisco, and by the way, helped build that roster himself. Mike McDaniel had a big say in a lot of things, going out and finding weapons, including Deebo Samuel, is that when you start to get momentum as an organization, the way that the 49ers did, the general manager starts to understand exactly what the head coach needs. And that is, by the way, Chris Greer's strongest asset, is that he's willing to do what the head coach wants. The problem is it just hasn't gotten to the point where you've had the synergy to where he could, you know, sustain long enough to find those players. That's what's happening with the 49ers right now. Kyle Shanahan has a clear system in place, knows exactly the type of players that he wants, and the organization goes out and targets those players. So, yes, he's got these top five players at their position. Those players might not be that good elsewhere, but it's a perfect storm
for their system,
of culture, of coaching, and of system. And it's what every team can strive for, and it's, by the way, something that Mike McDaniel had a front row seat to see exactly how you can build that kind of roster.
Jeff, it's always great having you, man. Appreciate it, and thanks for finding some time for us today, brother. Always appreciate it.
And, go enjoy Quarter Deck. That's Quarter Deck.
Which one? Which one you going to? The one out east, right?
I'm a big Fort Lauderdale location, right on the edge of the neighborhood. There's no better family spot than Quarter Deck.
Would that be over by Rio Vista, over in that area?
Rio Vista.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm an East Lauderdale guy, you know? We don't get a lot of land.
I used to be a Harbor Beach guy, man, and you were lost.
I'm no longer that guy.
That's all right.
Where the funky stuff goes down.
All right. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, JT. Before I get in trouble. My ex-wife still lives there. All right, man. Thank you.
You paying for that house?
No, okay. I'm done. Now everything's good. Everything's beautiful. Thanks, JD.
Appreciate it. Good day. Okay.
Yeah, right. Darlington just, he wouldn't let it go, man. He just could not let it go. Hey, I'll tell you what I can't let go, man, and that is Game Time. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for tickets and it gets down the last second and you're going, oh, my God, the NHL All-Star Game's in town. I'd really like to go Friday night and watch the Skills Challenge. Oh, wait, I'd like to go to the game. Or maybe Billy Joel concert or anything else, some upcoming Heat basketball games, and somebody's coming, you know they're going to play, and you're really excited. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than Game Time right now. Do what most people are doing and what they love most about Game Time, the amazing last-minute deals on tickets. How fast and easy it is to use real images of the views from your seat. So you go on the website, and I'll explain it all to you. You literally see your seat, and it shows your seat where you're sitting right onto the court, onto the field, onto the ice. It's unbelievable. Just easy to find all your sports and concerts and shows going on in South Florida right now for you, man. It really is. Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. So whether you're looking, again, for concert, music, sports of any kind, we got a lot of teams playing here right now. You get great deals. You really do. They've been fantastic. Download the Game Time app, enter your email address, and use the code WQM for your $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. Download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed at Game Time.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is what happens. You hire an amateur traffic person.
No.
I have no idea. It's just the same ramp. I don't live in that part of town.
Woody, you know, it's funny. You've been so brutal on this traffic stuff. Bro, thought for sure by now they would pull it from you, but I realize they don't listen. Our boss doesn't listen. None of them do. So
I'm
you're fine.
Just says,
butcher them up, man. We'll get a couple extra steaks out of it.
Ramp to north. I-95/441/Turnpike/State Road 826. I'm just wondering, is that all the same ramp?
I don't know.
Is there one universal ramp?
Why don't you study that? Write yourself a note, and at 10 o'clock you can study that.
It's your part of town. I don't know. Isn't it? I don't mess with Broward.
I've been down here forever.
Better weather. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It was raining this morning. Did you catch that as we were driving in here? But it seems to be better now. There's only an 11% chance of rain later today. At 75
when I came in, there was no rain. It looked like it was going to be nice.
It was raining when I came in. Now, you get here a little earlier. I know. You're weird.
I can't sleep.
Time you get here, 3 in the morning?
I can't sleep. I'm going through something, man. I don't eat. And I'm afraid to say anything because that's all I need is another doctor in my life to go, so you wake up at 1 and you have to get up. I go, yeah.
Why don't you take like a gummy bear or something right before you go to bed?
No more gummy bears. I've done the gummy bears. I don't have any right now. All right, you busted me. I don't have any, okay?
Oh, it's a nice snack.
I had some. I think my wife saw them and threw them away on me. And I said, what are you doing? They're expensive. Don't throw them away. And they help me sleep.
When's your next road trip to a place that has that?
I don't know.
I get you on the road.
Trying to think where I hit last time it had them. I got guys that have them.
Chicago.
I don't want to rat any of the guys out.
Yeah.
But just, yeah.
We were in
I'm
California
fine.
For a little while. They got it.
Yeah, they got
plenty
it.
Over
they
there,
got
right?
everything out there. Yes, they do.
Got they it. Have one in your hometown?
So I've told you this story. So my parents still have a little backyard, and all the guys they went to school with stopped by. My mom and dad said, my parents are 85 and 90, and they said, oh, my God, you're not going to believe who stopped by and came in. And I go, yeah, and they're telling me about it. And he goes, yeah, they're going – hey, would you guys mind? Your backyard's so beautiful and it's pretty open. Could we grow 5 or 7 plants, whatever you can legally grow in California in our backyard? And my parents, what do you think? And we don't want to get in trouble. They go, oh, no, Mr. and Mrs. Roche, it's legal. You can grow them. So guys go around and try to get everybody to grow the maximum. I'll take care of them every day, I swear. I don't even know how much pot that is. Anyway, that's all I know, Woody. So. You're funny. Like the gummy bear, you're still laughing
no,
about
it's
the
funny.
Gummy bear. My last batch.
I'll get you back to California. You stock up there. Just be careful. I don't think you're supposed to bring that back on an airplane.
Let's just say I'm going to sleep a lot better out there when I go on this next trip.
They have one over by Bo and Milpitas. Is there a Milpitas dispensary?
Oh, now you're a tough guy. Bo's not here to defend himself. And you're taking shots. That's
I'd never
great.
Say anything to Bo's face, by the way.
No.
He scares me a little.
Hey, listen, we have a lot of stuff coming up here. Got a great performance last night. I don't want this to take a back seat. Bam Adebayo, who was under all kinds of heat last year during the playoffs and the games, he disappeared and paid him all this money. And last night, he's taking a lot more shots, by the way, and I don't think he's going to tell anybody. And Eric Reed will join us coming up that he doesn't have plays done. He's got plays called for him now, but 30-15 last night, but especially good at the end of that game. Hit some big, big shots and was looking to take them. There wasn't, well, you know, I like to make the perfect pass. My man was like, I'm taking this shot. Nobody can stop me. To watch how much better Bam's gotten inside, you can tell the guy got paid and he worked on his game. And so, you're going to give somebody that money. I'm glad to see because Bam is playing like a friggin' all-star right now. And good stuff, averaging about 21 points a game, 21 and a half points a game, and his 10 rebounds. So good stuff last night. A real nice comeback. And I know there was no Jaylen Brown and no Jimmy Butler, no Al Horford, and Marcus Smart has been out for a while, but ended up being a hell of a game, back and forth, and nice little 15-0 run in the fourth, and they hold the Celtics to 13 points in the fourth quarter. And usually they're up by 10 in the fourth, they don't lose, 30-0. So good stuff last night, really good stuff. And Bam, some of his sidekicks didn't have great games last night, so Bam really picked it up and said, I'll be just fine. Strus got off to a great start after not scoring the last couple of games. And then, hell, he might have scored all his points in like the first quarter and didn't score the rest of the game. It's kind of a weird one for Strus last night as well. Anyway, we're going to have Eric Reed. Haven't had Eric on for a while. We'll talk to him about this Heat basketball team. Now 5 games over 500 in the 6th spot. And they're going to run some teams down, Woody. They're going to run some more teams down. There's going to be only a couple games behind. They're going to try to get up one of those top 4 spots here, and it could happen. It could happen. All right. So we're going to have Eric Reed join us. We'll continue on. We're trying to get all caught up here. We got all kinds of news. Vic Fangio, defensive coordinator, is one of the hottest guys right now. There is this offseason and going to be offered a ton of jobs, meeting with the Miami Dolphins. So we'll have that as we get more on that story.
Without knowing, obviously, what would you put the percentages on that the Dolphins are able to lock this thing up?
So Jeff Darlington feels like it's got a good chance to happen. I didn't know their relationship.
You think they get it done?
I don't know. I don't know what the relationships. I know we've got a core of really good players on the defense. Money's not going to be an issue if I want to be the highest paid defensive coordinator. Now, the coordinator's making big money, man, if you really want somebody. Stephen Ross spends money. That's not going to be an issue, as Jeff said and I've been saying all morning. That won't be an issue at all. So, and then it says so on the kind of guys, right, that he wants for Chris Greer to go out and get through free agency and the draft, if they're going to draft some guys defensively, including maybe one in the second round. We don't have a first-round pick. Anyway, we'll jump back to some basketball. A lot of games coming up. Orlando in town Friday night. And hopefully Jimmy Butler will be back. I'm not saying it anymore. Starting 5 are going to play together. I'm done doing that. Just when you think, hey, we only had the starting 5 together for 5 or 6 games, I'm done doing that, Woody. Don't worry. I'm not doing it again. We'll tell you one thing a lot of our teams have in common. That's Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, people ask me all the time, hey, when they get injured, where do the pros go in this town? I go, well, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. I'll trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. Some of those doctors have been around a long, long time, man. Some of the top specialists in the country. For every part of the body, by the way, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, we're talking about top specialists that have been recruited here to South Florida with a lot of experience. And they not only take care of high school, college, and professional athletes all over South Florida, but I want to let you know they're going to take care of all of us. And that's the great news. And by the way, Broward County got a brand new, beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, easy to get to. Right off 595 there. And so you can just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Baptist Health just continues to grow all over South Florida, bringing in more and more great doctors to keep us all healthy. So visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's all about getting you healthy, playing the
sport. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports you love the most. Woody, I guess you figured out, like, South Florida's got a lot of friggin' people living in it. And there's traffic everywhere. But you're getting better on those things, although you're trying really hard to get fired from this. You keep waiting for management to go, you've been so bad you don't have to do it anymore. All right, let's go to Eric Reed. He's a smart one. He lives up in Boca, man. He's a smart guy. He joins us. Eric, how are you this morning, bud?
Joe, leave that kid alone, would you?
He's trying. Hey, Eric, he's trying so hard. He's so tight. Now he doesn't know where anything is. He's lived here his whole life, and he doesn't know. And he just keeps waiting for management going, all right, you were so bad, we're gonna get somebody. But how you doing, Eric?
Hey, listen, tell him this. Don't play in traffic. I'm doing great. The game was on TNT last night. I got to sit in the seats next to my wife. I got to hear her analysis during the course of that game. More than I wanted, actually. But it was a great finish. And one of the best wins this year, Joe. And I'll tell you why. Because they didn't let an awful shooting game take away from their effort. I mean, they shot 36% and won. It's the first time they've shot 36% or less in a game and won since 2010, Joe. That doesn't happen often in the NBA. So, so often you see teams, when they're not shooting well, just let down. But with their defense and their rebounding and their ability to force turnovers, they were able to sort of gut and grit their way to an ugly win, but a really meaningful victory without Jimmy Butler last night.
So Eric, I want to ask you about Bam. We just, like yesterday in the playoffs, and this guy, we gave him all this money, and he's saying he never gets the ball and they don't have anything. That guy went out and worked on his game because he is shooting with so much confidence. I thought what he did late in that game, 30 and 15 on the night, but hit some big shots. You see it every night, his improvement in his game offensively.
You know what? This is the first time I've even thought about it, and I don't think anybody's mentioned it. You know, maybe he's in the most improved player conversation. He is so much better offensively. He's always been terrific on the defensive end, better than average rebounder for his position. But, to be a 22-10, the best scorer in the paint in the NBA, and I think for a little while he was concerned with where his shots were coming from and thought he had to increase his range. And now it's not about that. It's about getting the touches. Right. And he's getting 16 shots a game, Joe. That's a career high for him. And it's not just right underneath the rim. It's anywhere in that painted area. So he's got, 15-foot range with his ability to do what he wants with the dribble and facilitate. Now he's becoming a volume scorer. He's one of the best players in the league right now. There's no question he's going to be an all-star. And now he is finally, at a place where he's worked to get to. One of the great players in the NBA, and it's on both ends of the court, and it's every single night. He had 21 and 12 rebounds in the second half of that game last night, He scored three big baskets in the Heat's 15-0 run late in that game.
I can't even imagine, because you have to do the games and prepare, and you get there, and they go, oh, Jimmy's not playing. This guy's not playing. Have you ever seen anything like this season with guys? And not that they've been real serious and they're out for the year, but guys from night to night not playing. Have you ever seen anything like this with this Heat basketball team?
Well, I think it's throughout the league. This is the way it is in 2023. And forget what it's like to be, as a broadcaster. Think about as a coach, but as a broadcaster, you do your prep for each game, and then you sort of put that to the side and tell the story of each game as it unfolds, Joe. And it's great to have a plan, but I think as a broadcaster, certainly as a coach, you better be ready to change that plan at a moment's notice. And I don't it's always been a challenge to coach at the professional level, Joe, in any sport, because you're dealing with grown men and you're dealing with a lot more games than you have to deal with, on the collegiate level. But, now to coach in the NBA where practice time has been so limited and where it's a kinder, gentler league to the players, and where you don't know from one night to the next who's going to be available. And I think that's one of the things that Eric Spoelstra has done ridiculously well. You know, each game he figures out who he's got available,
right,
and how he could best use those guys to win that particular game.
I just love all the stories that listen, we all like the underdog, man. Everybody likes that guy that's been in the G League and played a lot for the Blue Coats in Delaware and then finally gets a chance. Haywood Highsmith, 15-10 quietly off the bench last night. And his story, I mean, I had to look it up. I was like, I got to know more. Man, this guy, nothing's been handed to this guy. He had to go overseas, a lot of G League in there getting bounced around. And now another one of those guys getting a chance to play.
You know, it's really – I'm glad you mentioned him, Joe. I went to Coach Spoh's post-game press conference and specifically asked him about the game Haywood Highsmith played. You know, he played over 30 minutes in the game. He had the 15-10, as you mentioned. 9 of those 15 points, Joe, came in the fourth quarter when he went 3-for-3, including a couple of triples. But what really caught my attention, the points were big, especially in the fourth quarter. His defense on Jason Tatum in the second half was spectacular. I mean, Tatum only had 10 points in the second half with 5 turnovers. They held him to 3 points in the fourth quarter. And I know the Heat played a lot of zone defense in the second half against Boston. But Highsmith was picking up Tatum full court. He made his life as miserable as possible. And, it was the best game I've ever seen Haywood Highsmith play. Listen, we got 10 undrafted players on the roster right now. I don't think there's any question when you talk to coaches around the league, there's no team that discovers and develops talent better than Miami. To have 10 undrafted players on your roster and be, you know, in the top 6 in the East, it's a phenomenal accomplishment for a scouting staff and a coaching staff and a basketball ops group that continues to understand what it is they're looking for and how to develop players. And Joe, listen, there were times last night where it was painful to watch us on the offensive end. We have struggled to score enough points all year.
Right.
You know, the Heat still last in the league in scoring, but they're figuring out how to win anyway. And they've out-rebounded the last 7 teams they've played. They're beating teams up in the paint. They're forcing turnovers and generating enough offense off of that. And now, in a league where, listen, 109 points a game shouldn't be last in the league,
right,
but it is now in the NBA. It's almost impossible to hold teams under 100, and the Heat are starting to do that on a regular basis.
So I do want to ask you a question. I'm just curious because we've been such a good three-point shooting team through the years. What do you see different? Is it the looks they're getting? Is it confident? What do you see why they're, I think, 27th going into the game last night?
Joe, for a man that doesn't get much sleep, you ask damn good questions, brother. Real good. I mean, that's been the mystery of the season for me, trying to figure out, what's wrong with the Heat's three-point shooting this year. They were first in the league in three-point percentage last year. They're in the mid-20s this year. Listen, the easiest thing to point to is your two best three-point shooters, Duncan and Max. And right now, Duncan Robinson's out with a hand injury. You know, Max Strus, I think we all used to look at him just as a three-point shooter. Now we understand he's a lot more than just that. But they're both those guys are closer to 30% than they are 40%. You know, while Tyler Hero and Caleb Martin were shooting well from three, early in the season, they've leveled off. And for whatever the reason, instead of a strength, it's turned into a liability. You hope it's going to continue. I think the biggest thing for Miami is, priority one, even in a league where the three-point shot is king, get the ball inside the BAM. Get those touches in the paint.
Right.
Get Jimmy driving into the paint. The more that ball gets into the paint, the more you collapse defense and can kick it out to three-point shooters. You know, there's so many schools of thought on the three now, Joe. Some people in the league feel any three is a good three. Just get them up there. I think there's a lot more that goes into it than that. It's how you generate your three-point looks. And, what's frustrating but you could live with is if you're getting open threes and they're just not going in. You, as a coach, you can't do more than that. You cannot put the ball in the basket for your team. But if you can generate open looks off penetration and ball movement, I think you live with the results.
Yeah, last night I thought an extra pass. They got some really good looks and made them, by the way, real open looks, like looked like practice threes where they were really, really good. So, yeah, this thing's up.
And last night you got 4 out of 4 from three from Haywood Highsmith. So, you know, it doesn't matter who they come from,
right,
as long as you get them, especially when you need them.
It's been a crazy year. And by the way, as you said, Eric, it's not just lack of practice time in the NBA. I'm seeing it in the NFL, man. After games, it's about, all right, guys, go get healthy, and we'll get these game plans in. I don't think anybody's practicing that hard anymore. I don't. I think everybody's a game-time decision, and you hope on Saturday the guy goes, hey, I think I'm good to go tomorrow. Great. Great, you're in, man. It's a different time in sports, isn't it, overall?
It really is, Joe. And think about, like, the, you know, with the time you do. In the NBA, it's for a number of reasons. One, they've lessened the amount of back-to-back. So now if you're playing every other day and you just have one day off between games, it's you know, a coach has to decide, what does my team need more, you know, the work or the rest? And I think it just puts more pressure and importance on how a coaching staff uses his shoot-arounds.
Right.
They turn into more like a light but real practice. And how a coach uses his film session, and how attentive is his team. You know, I think one of the most important things, and I'm sure your coach with the Dolphins did it. I know that Eric Spoelstra does it. Very clear in pointing out to his team the things that lead to winning and the things that lead to losing, and how to avoid one and how to get to the other. And you always hear Coach Spo talking about getting to our game. We know what that game is. This year, it's every year, it's always defense first in Miami. But this is a team that's got a lot of scrappy, instinctive, anticipatory players on the defensive end. We're good at forcing turnovers. And with a team that has struggled to score enough, that's the area that is helpful. Well, I think last night it was 17-8 in points off turnovers. The Heat only committed 8 turnovers.
Right.
So we're starting to win in that area. If you get more shots on goal, you got a better chance to win that game. And the shoot 36%. And I know the Celtics were shorthanded last night. And by the way, they are an outstanding team. Even without 3 starters last night, they ran their sets. They did their thing. They generate a lot of open shots. They're a very good team. And they got a chance to get back to the finals again this year. But to beat that team, even with them missing 3 starters, the Heat were missing their premier player. Again, to shoot 36% and still find a way to win, it's just a phenomenal victory. And for the first time this year, Joe, 5 games over 500. You know, as you look at the East, you got to be in the top 6 in each conference to make the playoffs. 7 through 10, you go into the play-in.
Yeah.
So right now, as we approach game 50, They're 2 behind Cleveland. They're a game up on the Knicks. You know, the next couple of games, you got Orlando coming in on Friday. Don't take it for granted. They're getting better. They just beat Boston too. They just got Jonathan Isaac back. Then you go to Charlotte, to Cleveland, and to New York. So you're going to be playing the 2 teams, one
big
that's
games
right behind you and one that's right in front of you. I really think the most drama and the best part of our regular season is what's coming up.
Going to be fun down the stretch here. Eric, thanks, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. You take care of yourself.
Always good talking to you, Joe.
Thanks,
buddy. Best to you, and enjoy the rest of the NFL playoffs. Should be great, great weekend.
Thank you. And we'll talk Jets Dolphins someday, you and I, over ice cold beer. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Poor Eric. Being a Jets fan has not been easy. All right, listen, got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Got more to get to, like Choice Mortgage and my man Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience. Oh, my gosh, he calls me 2 days ago. Hey, Joe, fixed-rate mortgages back in the 4s, man. Lock it in today. Tell people, come on, you need to get cash out. New home purchase, debt consolidation, home improvement. So he's firing all these things that might sound like something you need. And getting approved within hours and not months, and the runaround and how long it takes with banks. When this guy goes, I work 7 days a week. I don't work banker's hours. I'm ready to go right now. Free credit, evaluation check, foreclosure bailout, reverse mortgages, 62 and older. Reverse mortgage might be perfect for you to stay in your home and get that equity out right now as you get ready to retire. Investment property mortgages. Listen, he does it all, and he does it with fantastic service and a lot of experience, man. I'm just telling you right now, Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage is going to work his butt off to get you the best rates and to get you approved quickly, especially if you need that second mortgage, you're upside down, and you need debt consolidation. The guy's ready to go. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. That is Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage's cell phone number. 561-441-2730. So, hey, make sure you check them out. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Either without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.